Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It's official.
It's official. Bergman. You've
Philly.
Been christened Philly G.
Philly G.
Philly G.
Philly G. Philly G.
Do we only have 2.5 hours today, right?
Yeah, 2.5 hours today.
Pack a lot of stuff
we can
in
spend
here.
A lot of time.
I mean, it's like a half hour shorter. Not that much shorter.
So, AD's not playing tonight. LeBron's not playing tonight.
Who do we got left?
Russell's
who do they got left, right?
Philly G.
Maybe a big Malik Beasley night. How about Pat
Schroeder?
How about Dennis Schroeder goes off?
You were about to say Pat Bev, huh?
I was.
Yeah, well, you're not on the team anymore.
Who claims that he wanted out and the Lakers...
I think that's true.
I thought the Lakers got rid of him because he's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
All right, so...
Yeah, probably mutual.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think both things are true.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've done... I believe...
Why are you covering your eyes?
Because I'm trying to think of exactly how to say this. Okay? So, Anthony Davis, if he is not really hurt, should be playing tonight. If he is not legit injured, he should be on the floor tonight.
Okay, so do you remember a couple years ago when he got hurt in that Phoenix series and he like tried to play and it was, yeah, I think he had a groin injury or something?
Yes.
And he tried to play and after like a quarter, you're like, okay, no, you can't play.
These games, if you're able to drag your ass out on the court, you should be playing. If you're able to drag your ass out on the court, you should be playing. This is not second night of a back-to-back, scheduled loss.
What is the second night of a back-to-back?
No, I'm saying it's not that typical second night of a back-to-back where you say, I'm only going to play one of them. No, you play both of them at this point. You are in a position where... You are fighting for your playoff lives. This is not November. This is not January. This is March. It's all come down to 20 games. If you are able to play, you drag your ass out on the court.
Generally, I would agree with you. However, I think they have enough to beat Oklahoma City anyway.
Oh, come on.
I do.
Well, first of all, yes.
They should.
It's totally possible.
That they're team all, doesn't have it. It's all-star.
They're 3.5-point dogs. And
is Dort back? I don't think Dort's back either, right?
I don't think Dort's back. Someone else is out for.
Yeah, they so is Oklahoma City. Like the answer is the Lakers don't have AD or LeBron or, but so Oklahoma City doesn't have their guys either.
Kenrich Williams is out for.
Yeah,
OKC.
I mean they're missing a lot of guys.
Yesterday, I feel so stupid now because yesterday I was saying they'll go as far as Anthony Davis can take them, and now he's not going to take them anywhere.
Yeah. Not tonight, anyway.
Not tonight.
Don't worry. He'll be back Friday.
You think so?
I have no idea.
We hope so. I hope so.
But most likely, yeah. I bet
I
you.
Think he
I'll
and
put
D-Lo
mythical money
back
on
Friday.
It.
You put mythical money.
Hey, no,
money.
No. I will not allow that.
Okay.
No, that's
why will you not allow that?
He's got a... This,
no,
that's not a
I'm
fair
not
bet.
It. It's fine.
Yeah,
we don't allow it.
Yeah, no. You can't. I don't think you can bet against... Put
I can't. I'm not
going to
bet against
it.
That.
No,
yeah,
I can't.
That's,
I wouldn't
that's just an a-hole move.
It is.
I mean,
he's got insider trading.
If he's
there.
Legit hurt, he's legit hurt. If he's back on Friday, you do wonder about tonight. You do wonder about tonight.
Yeah.
I mean,
is this
a real injury? Is he really injured?
I think
or
he
is
has
this,
a real injury.
Is this a real injury or is he being careful?
Can both things be true?
No.
Well, no, that's two different things.
No, I think it can be
words,
both true.
Careful? Or injured? Is he being careful, or is this an injury?
Are you being careful with an injury?
No, don't.
Okay,
don't.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you're totally. Yeah, I mean you're in a different. You've got a hedge.
I believe, you know how sometimes you feel like, okay, when I played in the softball thing,
right?
I was like, yo, I just had like major surgery and a baby 4 weeks ago. So can I play? Yeah. Should I play? Probably not.
Okay.
But what I did was I said, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to pitch and I'm going to do stuff that I know will not hurt me or I don't think will hurt me. And I will not, if anything goes above my head, I'm not going to jump up and get it. And I'm not going to do anything that's like a hard, sharp move.
Right.
So like I just kind of.
But you
like,
don't see a difference between careful and injured.
I think sometimes you have an injury that you can play with and be careful with. I was being careful. With a surgery recovery. I was being
right.
careful. That's an injury that I was still being careful with.
Yeah, you're all over that. You're all over. I mean, the reality is, you know, here's the thing. You know, Charles Barkley called him street close. If he's able to play, if he can drag his ass out onto the court, if he's not seriously injured, you should be out there tonight. You're in the home stretch. The team will go, with LeBron out, the team will go as far as you can carry them. If he's capable of being on the floor, he should be on the floor.
That's up to him and the medical staff, right? Like,
sure.
That's up to them. Like, to me, it's like, I don't think he takes games off lightly. I don't think he's like, you know what? I'm just not feeling it tonight.
There have been a lot of second nights of back-to-backs.
No, I think he legitimately has an injury that they need to be careful with. That can also be true that he plays on Friday.
But does that matter? If they were
I know what you're saying, Mace.
In the five seed. If they were in the five seed. And this
would be much less important.
Would it be much be like, okay, you're not playing on a back to back? I get
playoffs,
it.
Well, like Giannis the other day sat out. He had a quad injury.
Sure. I'm
then
sure he
played
was
the
fine.
Next
but
night.
That team's won 15 in a row.
Yeah. And he sat out a game because you don't want the quad injury to get worse. Like, you know, that's an injury that can get worse if it's sore or whatever. And they're in first place anyway.
Yeah. No, they're rolling. Yeah. So you can afford a night off.
Yeah.
To be careful.
My guess is that this injury that he has could get worse if he plays on it and pushes through it. And they just had that happen with LeBron. Because I'm telling you, LeBron had that foot injury for a while.
Ongoing.
And do you remember after he broke the record?
He was on the injury report questionable every night.
And I had heard, like, his foot has been killing him. Like,
right.
And then he was playing through it. I don't know if it was because, you know, all because they wanted to win or was trying to break the record or whatever it was. He played really well with that injury. He played through a lot of pain. And then he took like 4 or 5 games. How many games did he take off there with that injury? He didn't play a couple games there.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
Three or four.
Right? And it was his foot really legitimately was hurt. And it has been hurt. And then guess what? In that game against Dallas, the thing that did it for me with the LeBron injury, where I know it's like a serious injury, he thought he stepped on someone's foot.
Oh, here's the thing about LeBron. If he's not playing, I do believe he's injured.
Yeah. I mean, the dude played the
in
fourth
the case
quarter
of
after
AD,
that.
There are nights that he's just not there.
Isn't there fair to say, though, that if he is going, if you're saying that if he plays tonight and it can get much worse, wouldn't that be the same thing for Friday? If he's going to get hurt by playing on it more,
not necessarily.
Then Friday you wouldn't want to. You'd want to take a few, like a week off.
Yeah, a couple
off,
days, like 72 hours matters.
Take games off.
Like 72 hours, like you play on Tuesday night and then you don't play till Friday. Those 72 hours can allow a lot of healing.
If he can, and this is, you know, there are athletes that do this. If he is capable of dragging himself out onto the court to play, this is a game that he should be playing.
So you're saying it's the equivalent of an elimination game in the playoffs?
I think it's every one of
these
games.
Because he did that once. I remember seeing him do that.
Every one of these games is critical. Do you disagree with that? Every single one of these games is critical.
But
I don't think it's the same as an elimination game.
It's
not an elimination game. But every one of these games, particularly with LeBron out, you've got to have AD on the floor. Mm. If he's capable of being on the floor.
I think on this one, I understand them being cautious. Now, could you argue? I don't disagree with your argument either, but I understand why they're not playing him tonight. He has an injury. It's not like nothing. It's not like he's like, oh, you know, I'm just not feeling the OKC thing. It's not. He landed really badly on somebody's foot yesterday. The LeBron thing, he'd been playing on that for a long time. He knew the risk. He pushed through it. And then guess what? He thought he, like that. Dave McManaman said this on his YouTube show that he does. He said LeBron thought he stepped on Dwight Powell's foot.
Right.
And then when you look at the tape, he didn't step on anybody's foot.
No. And
like that's when you're.
Ooh. He said repeatedly, pop.
Yeah.
I'm not, by the way, I don't question LeBron. I think LeBron drags himself out there if he's capable of giving it something. I just don't know that that's necessarily true of Anthony Davis.
Well, maybe he hasn't earned the benefit of your doubt.
Well, I mean, he plays 45 games a year. He plays half the games. I mean, you know, let's get real. Let's get honest about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of players you would say this about. Right? There's a lot of players who, by the way, Kevin Durant gets hurt a lot. Paul George gets hurt a lot. Kawhi gets hurt a lot.
But there's a difference between hurt and just like, Just gotta be careful with this.
I know what you're saying.
But yeah. we also rip on Paul George and Kawhi for that exact same thing because of the load management thing, because Kawhi does sit out a lot of games.
Particularly Kawhi.
Yeah, maybe not so much Paul George.
Paul George, but Kawhi. Mm-hmm. And like, there are nights that he could clear. I believe he could play.
Yes,
that he doesn't play.
And I feel like KD, he gets injured with like massive injuries.
Yeah, he legitimately. But like Anthony Davis, all of his are legit injuries.
I mean, Anthony
like
Davis.
Like Kevin Durant
games.
Legitimately tore some ligaments in his knee.
Right, that's a legitimate.
Like three
injury.
Years in a row.
Yeah, that needs to. That he needs to sit
so
out.
So is that
long
because he's not training right? I mean, is that because he's. Or is it because he's 7 feet tall and sometimes people just land weird?
Well, I mean, that's kind of my Wembanyama issue
here's
that
the
I've
thing.
Always had.
Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis. Earlier today, Sliwa said, I'm surprised. You can't be surprised when Anthony Davis misses a game. This is who he is. He's going to give you 45 to 50 games
I mean,
a year.
To take it back to where we began this conversation, when I see a Greg Bergman call around 10:15 a.m. Yep. Like, oh, what's going on?
Right.
There's no world in which I think Ireland called out.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't John.
It's like, oh, base call.
So you're turning this around on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you really want to go here?
I guess. That's where we started this.
Oh, she came at you. Go ahead.
So... No, I won't get serious.
You were going to get serious.
I was going to get serious.
He was.
Come on, do it.
Do
why
it?
Why are you so soft? Come on.
Hey, Philly G would do it.
Hey,
I
legit have mental health issues.
I know.
I see a shrink and a psychologist.
I know.
I do struggle
I
on
take
a day-to-day
Greg's
basis.
Call. I take his
of
call.
Of course you do.
And I try to make it if I can.
And I work whenever I can. Whenever I can.
I know.
And there's lots of times you drag your ass out there and you play.
I agree. I've never, you know where
no,
I stand on that.
You just turned the AD thing around on me.
Travis did that.
Yeah, but you're doubling down.
Oh, he's legit mad. He's actually mad. I can't smile. I can't
it's
joke my
be
way
a
through.
Long show. Long show. I've got updated NBA title odds.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll do those next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so we're on till 3:30 today. Then we got the Lakers in Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. The update today is that AD will not play. LeBron will not play. D'Lo will not play. Every one of these games critical to making the postseason. And everybody talking about AD, which is the most and latest injury here. So... Momo, I've got the Vegas odds to win the NBA championship.
Let me guess.
Updated as of today.
Today.
Who's the favorite to win the title?
Milwaukee Bucks.
Bergman, who's the favorite to win the title?
Yeah, Milwaukee Bucks.
It's Boston at 3-1.
Oh, really?
Who's number two?
Milwaukee.
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Corey's on it. Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
He's not in the top
9-2.
Oh, that's stupid.
That is stupid.
They just won 15 in a row.
Then comes Milwaukee at 21-4. By the way, these odds are really weird. What is 21-4 boiled down to when you
like
add
7-1,
it to
2? Right?
Is it 7-1?
No. 21-4, 5-1, basically.
It's a little bit over.
A little over 5.
Yeah. Okay. And Phoenix is 4.5-1. That puts it in a better perspective. All right, Denver is next.
Really?
15-2. So that's 7.5-1.
We're so good.
Yeah, I don't know why they make the numbers like it totally screws it up. Make it to two instead of one. Just
because, like, all anyone's really going to do is do the division, and they're probably going to do it wrong, and they'll be like, ish. Right?
Who's next? So we go Boston, Phoenix, Milwaukee, Denver. Who's next?
Golden State.
Golden State,
12-1. Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, they're above 500 now. Steph coming back.
I know.
Steph's coming back next week. Who's next?
Philly.
Clippers.
They lost three in a row.
Yeah.
I know. They've not won since Westbrook got there.
Yeah.
Two of those games were overtime games. Yeah. But haven't won since Westbrook got there. Dallas, 1-4 since
Kyrie
got there. Next is Memphis, who was my pick to go to the finals in the first place. Yeah, I picked Memphis-Milwaukee for the finals.
Me too.
Did you have exactly the same picks?
Exactly the same picks. Did you just read what I put on ESPN and then said I'm going to roll with Momo?
I thought this stuff up myself.
Wow.
I'm a thinker. and then what do you think the Lakers are?
I would say the Lakers are 25-1, probably like 10th.
Bergman?
35-1.
22-1, so Momo was very close.
Yeah.
But I think the Lakers always get extra shine because of the proximity to Vegas, and the Lakers all the LA teams absolutely show up higher than necessarily
You got that before the AD injury, right?
That was before AD got hurt.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry for the uncomfortableness.
I don't care. Make it as uncomfortable as you want.
No, it's interesting, though. Philly G. You got to get, like, a different voice, too. It's like a whole swagger.
I need to hear a Philly accent so I can do the
Angelo Cataldi, WIP.
Oh, there you go. Angelo Cataldi. All right, so AD, okay?
No.
That's not bad.
No, that's more bad. That's more like old Jewish guy than Philly.
No. Angelo Cataldi, WIP in Philly.
I used to do his show.
Philly Billy
Wendell. I would call it into his show.
It's basically my Philly Billy Wendell impression.
Oh, okay.
Philly Billy Wendell.
Yeah.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Isn't that DiCaprio? Mad Dog. Yeah, Mad Dog doesn't know his stars.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do something different here. Okay.
Okay.
Let me try something different.
It's an echo there.
Chaim Bloom is the Red Sox general manager, and I think this quote is fascinating. He says, "I've had a lot of people who write and say stuff on the radio who will privately disavow me and tell me they're performing, so I don't take any of it personally." Do you think...
That's interesting.
He's right.
Yeah, I do.
You think some people are just saying stuff to say stuff?
Oh, yeah. On the radio in Boston? Yes.
Do you say stuff to say stuff? No.
No.
Bergman, do you say stuff to say stuff?
Not most of the time.
Yeah, I don't either. Most of the time, I don't.
See, but you say most of the time.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, like, there are times.
Sometimes I like yanking people's chains.
Okay, I will say this. I have a different role than you do, right? Where I hear things, I'll know things,
right.
I'll kind of. But I have a rule, and like, unless I'm ready to report something, if I have enough, there's a standard of like speculating on the radio versus actually reporting something.
Right.
You need 2-3 sources, and they have to be like ironclad. You can't just do some hearsay third hand.
Right.
You know, even if I think the hearsay third hand is right.
Well, your standard is totally different than everybody because you're a reporter
and
people take what you say and they
read
into it.
But so there's times where like I will hold back on my opinion sometimes because of I know how it will be taken as a report. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally does.
Yeah.
No, you're in a different category.
Yeah, it's a different category. Now, most of them, I'll just give you my opinion unvarnished, or I'll make sure you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
But it's also, like, I think that Chaim is right. Like, and also, I think that's everything. Like, most people would not say to your face what they say on social media, on what they say on the radio. Like, I actually give people a lot of credence when they say it to your face or they say it out loud. Because I'd much rather somebody say it to my face where I feel like...
You know what's weird? I would much rather say something out loud than put it on Twitter.
Right, me too.
I'd much rather say it out loud than
parental. Yeah, me too. I don't respect people who just say that.
I'm not super active on Twitter. Twitter, no. I've come around to Ireland's position. Twitter is really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Twitter's bad.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Instagram isn't so bad.
Yeah, but mostly, you can't live in that reality either. It's not, it's just a filtered, weird reality.
Well, all it is it's like you saying, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I was the person
right
in my Instagram account.
And like, every once in a while, people will put some reality up there, but it's mostly in like a complaining kind of way.
Right.
And it's, but it's not even the real truth. Of, like, I have people who like, are, I would consider friends, who will just see what's going on my Instagram and think they like know me and my kids and like, oh, I love watching your kids grow up. And I'm like, you've never met them.
Yeah, but
yeah,
isn't but, that the way we know people now?
Yeah, that's the way I know.
That's the way I know people that I knew 20 years ago.
Yeah, but there's a difference between seeing them in person. So I've actually had an interesting experience this year going to games again.
Right.
Because for the last 2 years, we weren't really going to games, or we would go and we weren't allowed to talk to anybody. So I just talked to everybody over the phone. And now I'm like making a point to like do the job the way I used to, which was like go to games and just work the room.
Right.
Like talk to everyone.
Yeah, I've seen you work the room. You're good at it.
In person. That's when you just talk to everybody.
Right.
And it's like, oh my gosh, how much of this stuff, how much information and knowledge and understanding of what's actually going on with a team
yep.
was I leaving on the table those 2 years I was just on the phone?
Right.
It's a lot.
Insight, you missed out on.
And I was on the phone. I'm not talking. That's closer than being on social media.
But like your tweet, do you say stuff in your Twitter?
Never. I used to do opinions or comment or just pop off on Twitter a little bit more when I first was there. Never anymore.
Bergman, I see you put stuff up on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah, I put some things. Like, I'll put pictures of my daughter and things that we do that's sporting, like at SoFi. But
yeah,
I'll,
to social mediaize, yeah, but if no, that's I mean, a term, like, is different from, I think this
well,
should
I mean,
happen.
I'll do some of those things. Like, I was watching the Laker game last night, and I saw some things that Austin Reeves was doing, and I'll post about that.
Yes.
And I'll say, like, I love how Austin Reeves plays, because he's not just shooting just to shoot. He's looking for the good shot.
Right, I saw that tweet.
Yeah, so I'll put that kind of thing out there. And that's about it, though. I'm not trying to get too deep into.
But at this point, are we at the point where Twitter's just garbage?
I mean, most of it is, yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
It really is.
It's a spot for people yeah. to absolutely hate on whatever you have to
I
say.
Also think people who give their real opinions on Twitter probably don't have much accountability for it. Like, there's not that much that's going to happen to them if they really pop off.
See, I disagree. I think in writing it's different.
Yeah, in writing is different.
When you say something in writing,
yeah.
it's on your permanent record,
yeah.
and you live with that.
Okay, but you have a public forward-facing job.
Yes.
Most people in that on Twitter who are popping off at you are not forward-facing public
that's
jobs.
True.
So no one's really reading their Twitter being like, oh, you know. Like.
And by the way, I get a lot of nice stuff on Twitter.
Yeah,
I go to Twitter like every day. I get a lot of nice stuff, and people say nice things and all that. But I also get a lot of, you suck and...
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, me too. Morales is so cute. Every time somebody comes at me on Twitter and he sees it in the feed, he'll always like call out the troll.
Good
like,
for
defend
him.
My honor. And
good
I'm like,
for him.
I appreciate that, but don't even give them the oxygen. Just block.
Block. All right. So the Dodgers have got an issue at shortstop now that Gavin Lux is gone for the year. And Jack Harris of the LA Times, who I read Jack Harris before today?
I think he was there last year.
Yeah, he's been there for a year. Yeah, I think last year, maybe even the year before.
He threw out a bunch of ideas, and there's one that stuck.
Ooh.
There's one that stuck as a potential solution to this dilemma that the Dodgers are in. We'll do that coming up next. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN. Yeah. So... Yeah, Morales is.
Oh man, the Philly G is really taking off. Greg.
Is it?
What'd I do?
Philly G.
Oh, so Philly G's taking off.
I mean, this guy says fly, Bergie, fly, and they gave you the Eagles.
Okay. Hey, you made it.
I just went to Twitter. Here's some of the stuff that's going on. Philly G. Chuck Lee tweets: Jesus Lord, Venice Mace can't roll with a bit.
I don't know.
I think I roll with everybody.
I think you do too.
I don't think you're actually upset when you pretend to be upset.
No, don't make that Heim Bloom thing true.
Oh, no.
He says everybody's just
What, were you upset when Momo was saying that you take time off?
No, I just,
exactly. A little tiny bit.
No, not at
a
all.
A little tiny bit.
You right? Okay, so I presented myself as pissed off. The moment the mics went off, Momo said, "Are you really mad?" I said, "No."
Oh yeah.
I don't friggin' care.
I don't know. I can always see the like the actual blood boiling.
Yeah, it's not. It really doesn't boil. Jonathan Watson, I'm not defending AD and criticism is warranted, but May saying he only plays 40 games a year is dramatic. That's only been the last two seasons. Well, it's been the last two seasons.
You know.
What?
It has.
Open Twitter, I get pissed off.
Okay, but let me tell you some things about the NBA.
Yeah.
And in just sports in general.
Hang on one second.
Okay.
This is good.
What's he say?
Hey, Momo. Yeah. Has Venice Mace texted you the traditional you've lost a friend message to mention his vacation days?
I don't know. Let me see.
No, not doing it.
Not yet.
To be fair, Anthony Davis in his last, this is his last games played. This year, 38, 40 last year, 36 the year before that, 62, 56.
And what did I say? He averages about 50 games a year.
I mean, those are
And by the way, the last 3 years, low.
There's a championship in there.
And not tonight, which is an important game.
Okay, so this is a better way to put it.
Okay.
When you play for the Lakers and people watch every game.
Yeah.
And they dissect every game.
Yeah.
There is a heightened scrutiny of everything you do, every game you play, sure. Every move you make, blah, 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 blah. Like, the Clippers played last night, and they lost to the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing a whole show on that.
No, who cares?
Right?
I don't care what the
but
Clippers
But I'm sure
do.
There were reasons why they lost.
Hate the Clippers. Yeah,
was it because,
them.
Like, so, in a way, they sort of have it easier. Like, I saw Mike Brown the other night. I went to that Clippers-Kings game that was 176 to 175.
Right, 316 points or whatever it was.
And I remember, and I was like, that was like the greatest game I've been to. I did leave in the third quarter. Don't tell me. I did leave because I wanted to beat the rain and all that. And I was tired.
Beat the rain.
It was big bands. You know, oh, yeah. I'm the weather girl. I know when the big bands
you know.
Of rain are coming
I know
through.
You know.
I was like, it's going to hit around 11 p.m. I need to leave by 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I left at 9:30, and it listened to it the whole way home. And by the time I got to Monday, I wrote my notes for when I was going to go on NBA Today, and I was like, we should talk about that Kings-Clippers game. It was amazing. Like, that really was an amazing game.
Did you acknowledge that you left in the third quarter when you were talking about the game on NBA Today?
I was going to, but we never got to it.
Okay.
Is my point.
Did you present yourself as, I was at the game?
I probably...
Which is true.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, on TV, you don't have a lot of time to talk.
No, you don't.
You know. On the radio, I can tell the truth. TV, you only get little bite-sized things. But the point is, that was a really interesting game. It was really interesting to see the Westbrook part of it. The Kings are an interesting story. They're good this year. That was their second night of a back-to-back. I, as a reporter, spent all of pregame talking to all these Kings people. How Mike Brown won the team over and De'Aaron Fox and, like, that's interesting stuff for, like, people in Sacramento.
Right.
But no one is looking at the Clippers-Kings game because it was, first of all, it happened on a Friday.
Right.
And second, by the time it got to Monday, people had forgotten about
it. And by the way, and nobody really talks about the Clippers. They don't have, I mean, you look at Lakers Twitter, there's an army in Lakers Twitter.
Right.
I mean,
so is anybody calling out, Paul George right now is on a minutes restriction. Do you know that? He couldn't play the rest of that game because he was on a minutes restriction.
But you're taking us down a road called I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. So the Anthony Davis confirmation bias, like street clothes, yada, yada, yada.
It's not confirmation bias. He misses a lot of games.
Okay.
Look, we also live in a world where we grew up watching, or not, most of us grew up watching Kobe Bryant play through absolutely
everything.
Yeah, I haven't
read the Kobe card,
right,
but you're right.
That's true. Okay, Philly G, you got a point with that.
But it is.
But it's true, though. Anytime, and when you're in L.A., when you're a Laker.
And also LeBron plays through a lot of stuff.
Exactly, and LeBron plays through a lot of stuff. We've watched guys, I'm sure Magic did and Kareem did, and all the guys in the 80s all played through that stuff, too. So now when we have a guy that's not playing through it, we're like, we just watched Kobe do all this. We've watch LeBron put everything he possibly has and playing through all these injuries.
Okay, so then let's offer a different example. John Ireland sleeps, 4 hours a night?
Yeah, whatever.
Does that mean the rest of us are lazy?
No, he's got a sleeping problem. He's got a sleeping
but
disorder.
But he seems okay. Like, does that mean we should be able to function on 4 hours a night?
I think he's working himself into the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I do too.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I'm like, man, like... You know,
I don't like it when he comes in here and he's falling asleep.
I've seen that too. I'm like, is it me?
Wake up. Pay attention.
Literally, Pepe Mantilla. recorded that for
us. Called him out.
Called him out.
There have been times when I was like talking to John and I'm like, is he falling asleep right now?
I told John's wife about it.
Oh, yeah?
But he's like legitimately really tired.
What'd she say?
I said, your husband is, you know,
dozing off.
His eyes and falling asleep. I said, it's become a joke now for all of us. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
He does. You know what's funny?
What? And by the way, now it's on YouTube, so
people can tell.
People can see it.
People can tell. Like, I forget that people can see every little thing. Like, at some point, like, I'm glad I'm not on every day because people would be like, what's Momo eating for lunch today? Like, that would be like a burner account on Twitter. Momo's lunch.
Oh,
what
it's kind just of coffee? Oh, yeah. Burger socks.
It's coming up.
Can I get this thing that I was going to get to?
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
So, this guy, what's his name? Jack Harris?
Yeah, from the LA Times.
Jack Harris from the LA Times.
That sounds like a good newspaper man.
It is.
Jack Harris.
So, he suggested this. That the he had a bunch of suggestions. Like, for example, the Dodgers should sign Andrelton Simmons, who's a good defensive shortstop, who's out there and available. He's fine. Doesn't hit. Jack Harris of the LA Times, among the things he suggested was Willy Adames from Milwaukee.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's a good one.
Who last year batted .238.
Yeah, how many home runs?
31 homers, there 98 RBIs.
We know that from fantasy sports, don't we?
I also know it from the notes I made earlier today. Yeah. 31 and 98. They also have a very unhappy starting pitcher who can walk away at the end of this year.
Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns. 1 year, $10 million. Then he's an unrestricted free agent. What do you say? And by the way, he was 12 and 8, 2.94 ERA, started 33 games.
He's real good.
He's really good. How can we wangle a deal for Willy Adames and Corbin Burns?
Who's the big prospects?
Well, we got a load of them. This is the time to spend them. This is why you keep prospects.
Yeah.
This is why you collect prospects to make a deal like this. And I don't know if Friedman's listening or not, but this is conceptually a really good deal.
I love that you think that he would need your suggestion. Like, he doesn't need to. I'm sure he's thought of this. Okay, go ahead.
Jack Harris did not link Willy Adames to Corbin Burns.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're putting two things together.
I'm throwing him in.
Okay. It's a good novel concept. Go ahead.
Throwing him into the deal.
Who are the prospects? Who are you going to give up?
You've got to be a pitcher.
You got to be a top flight pitcher.
Sure. You've got Gavin Stone.
How about Walker Buehler?
He's hurt this year. What does Milwaukee want to be in the Walker Buehler business?
Yeah, but he's
coming
a proven
back
guy.
Surgery and,
yeah, he's a proven guy.
Well, I don't think that's the kind of guy they're looking for a bag of magic beans. This is a bag of magic beans deal.
Somebody down on the farm.
Correct.
So here's the problem with it all too is that Willy Adames, I just looked up his contract. He's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year.
It's fine, doesn't matter.
He makes $8 million.
Perfect.
Corbin Burns is unrestricted.
Unrestricted makes $10
million. One year, $10 million.
Yeah.
So you can't give up some massive amount to get these two
guys. I care about this year.
Yeah, so go out. No, I'm saying go get these guys. You can, but like you're not going to give up your top five prospects.
Well, I don't think your top five prospects is necessarily the way you make a deal like this. I mean, you can
make that deal, though.
Yeah, I mean, this deal makes complete sense for the Dodgers. You add depth to your starting rotation. Corbin Burns is probably your number two starter after Julio Urias.
He might be more than
I think Julio's is our number one
out of
starter.
Respect for Julio, yes. But
especially
Burns
Julio,
is really good.
We're trying to keep him for next year. He's going to be expensive. Julio can walk away at the end of this year.
Oof.
Julio reportedly is not happy, I think because they've used him in ways that they didn't use any other starting pitcher.
Yeah, they put him in weird spots all the time.
They did.
Yeah.
I think because your thought, which is not wrong, but your thought of that Burns would be better than Julio is part of the reason why he wouldn't want to stay.
Right. See, that's why I said Corbin Burns, number two starter.
Yes, number two starter. Yeah.
It would go Julio Urias was a top three Cy Young vote getter last year.
Probably should have won the last two Cy Youngs. He was right there.
He was right there.
The last 2 years.
All right.
That's a good idea.
I like it.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that happens in baseball.
And, you know, the Dodgers are the kind of organization that thinks big.
They can do that. Yeah. Now, if they do that, they're not getting under the luxury tax.
Again. How many times do I have to say, I don't care if they're under the luxury tax. Steve Cohen doesn't care. Peter Seidler doesn't care. Why do the Dodgers care about the luxury tax? They are the friggin' Dodgers. All right, next is Bobcat.
Jorge, what are you laughing about?
Again, I don't care about the luxury tax.
Yeah, I mean, everybody keeps saying the luxury tax, the luxury tax, the luxury tax. They've got billions and their own TV network.
You're a funny guy.
Which Travis Rogers watches late at night.
Yes, he watches those Dodgermentaries. He's seen the Fernando Dodgermentary a whole bunch of times. All right, coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool?
What's Up, Fool?
Bergman's going to throw some stuff at us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris. All right, so Jonathan Quick is one of the best goaltenders
yes,
that the Los yep. Angeles Kings have ever had, and he was traded last night to the
Can't
Columbus Blue
believe
Jackets.
It.
It was kind of necessary, unfortunately, to go forward this year, but he has gotten up in age and is not his normal self in the net.
Still.
He lost his starting nod to yep. Phoenix Copley, who has been great, but it's the end of an era for 32. What will you remember about Quickie?
I mean, it's pretty easy. Two Stanley Cups. Yeah. I mean, he was the goalie that really carried
Where
them
did they
to
trade him to,
Stanley
too? It was like
Columbus
Winnipeg. Oh, Columbus. Yeah.
But there comes a time. You know, this is a heartless business.
Yeah, it is.
This is a heartless business. I mean, he'll always have a special place in Kings history. But it's like Paul Brown once said, you will be tolerated until you can be replaced. He's been replaced.
Dang, that's a good quote.
Yeah, it is a good quote. Yeah. But that's essentially what's going on here.
Yeah.
But...
Was he making too much money? Did they have to do it? Could they just keep him as a backup? Or?
I think if they wanted to move forward this year and really go for the Stanley Cup again, they needed to move him to allow somebody else to come up and take
one of the great LA Kings of this era.
Quickie.
Won't be forgotten anytime soon. Yeah. I mean, I got to be at both those Stanley Cup championships,
yeah.
and it was
awesome.
Unbelievable, and he was a huge part of it. But again, it's a very cut and dried, hard and callous business.
Yeah. Yeah, Momo, you have anything else about
Quickie? That would be the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what he said.
I loved him. He was fantastic in those 2 years. He was there. He basically pushed them to the Stanley Cup.
He
by being
stood
so,
on his head, Greg.
Stood on his head is the right frame.
Yes.
Framing of it. I like that.
What's up, fool?
Do you have anything on it?
You've extended my...
See, what Mason said.
Yeah, exactly. What
I mean, I went to those games, too. I wrote about him, and I know him, and I knew where you were going when you said his name. So
that's
my reaction.
It was just shocking to see him go last night.
I know.
I was like, oh, man, that was really...
It also made me realize how long it's been since they won the Stanley Cup. Like, it felt like a long time ago that
2014.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
2014, yeah.
But I just felt like we needed to mention it at some point today because
it's good that you did.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
Can
you.
We get Dave Joseph on
Thanks.
The phone?
Thanks, Jonathan Quick, for an unbelievable run.
Yeah, gracias.
Yes. All right, so the Eagles have sent a petition to the NFL to try and allow players to wear numbers 0 and 00. Kansas City just recently petitioned the league to allow anyone to wear single-digit numbers, and they won that, and now players are wearing single digits if they're on the defense or wide receivers. I don't know if this will pass or not for the 0 or 00, but why is 0 and 00 not allowed right now?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know the answer. I think 0 is actually a pretty cool number.
Yeah.
People will remember 0.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I don't.
Would you pass it?
Oh, I would absolutely pass
it. Yeah, I wonder why it's not allowed now.
I think it'd be cool to have that number 0.
Yeah, so apparently it is not allowed since like 1973 or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, very strange.
What's up, fool?
That was more like a nugget.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that
was all.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What's up, fool?
0.
Okay. So Lady Gaga is being sued by the woman involved in stealing her dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, despite being connected and charged for the crime, the woman claims Gaga has not paid her the $500,000 reward she has announced. I lost my page.
That's all right. Anyway,
she's getting sued by the woman who claims that she didn't pay her the $500.
Okay. So I don't keep track of Lady Gaga's dogs. I know they were stolen.
Okay, but
at
if
some
they
point.
Stole your dogs, what would
so
the
wait,
reward
so the
be?
Woman who stole her dogs yeah. wants
the
reward?
Yes, because she returned them 2 days later.
Yeah, she was the girlfriend of one of the guys that was involved in beating up her dog walker and stealing.
Okay,
her
so
dogs.
But she was part of
but
the plot.
But she was, I don't know, but she was the one who returned. The dog or dogs, I can't remember, but she was.
You know what this reminds me of?
She was a girlfriend of one of the guys.
This is like Tanya Harding and Jeff Galooly. Like, Harding may have known something.
Oh, she knew. Come on. She knew.
Of course she did.
I think she knew what happened.
She was completely in on that.
But I don't think she was part of the, like, let's go hit Nancy Kerrigan with
it. It was like she knew, but she didn't.
Yeah.
It was like, I know.
Maybe
I'm not going to do anything to stop
deniability.
You.
Yeah.
So this woman probably like knew what happened
but
and might have been
didn't try to stop him. And
so
just
I stole him and burned
and then she thinks
him.
She did the right thing by returning the dogs.
Yeah. I don't think she's got a case. If she's in on a scheme to steal dogs,
yeah,
and she knew about the scheme or,
yeah,
or
so
was aware of it.
Yeah, so basically they're going to have to prove that she didn't know anything about it. In order
Do they have
to
prove
the
that?
Money. That's what I would think in order to get the money.
She technically returned the dogs, but she also technically was in on stealing them. So you technically are not eligible to make this lawsuit.
But you're technically right.
A lot of air quotes.
This is a good topic.
Yeah, it's
a
good
topic. I like it.
Yeah, don't mess with people's dogs.
No.
Don't mess with people's dogs. I'm telling you, anything ever, I have a unique set of skills.
I know you do.
A unique set of skills. It will be taken. I will go full Liam Neeson.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys.
Technically,
that was like a way better topic than Greg's topic, by the way.
I got one. I got one, and it's kind of creepy, actually.
Good.
I sent it to Greg yesterday and actually to Emily.
Okay.
So a new device out of China allows couples to share a kiss with real physical intimacy from anywhere in the world. The device attaches to your phone and is equipped with a silicone mold of a person's lips that has sensors and actuators to mimic an actual kiss from your loved one.
What?
The kissing device can also transmit the sounds made by the user's partner on the other end.
What?
The device's creator said the inspiration for the invention was his own long-distance relationship. And the cost of it is $40.
Are you guys, $40?
Are you in on this?
This is disgusting. So what you're saying is...
So you're making out with this device, right?
Sure they have things like that that vibrate.
But you are making out with your phone at the end of the day, right? That's what you're doing. You're making out with your phone.
I'm going to come in and I'm going to show you a picture of this thing.
Okay.
So then the rest of you can look this up online.
So you stick a pair of lips on your phone,
yes,
and your partner sticks a pair of lips on their phone. Then you each kiss your own phones.
Hey, let's buy one and try it. Let's buy it.
That's weird, Jorge.
That Jorge, you and Brenda?
Oh yeah, I thought it was you and Mace.
Oh, hang on a second. Boss Man is bringing the picture.
I don't know.
No, me and Brenda.
That's not what I thought.
Oh,
it was.
That's so creepy. That's so creepy.
It's pretty creepy.
These fools.
Well, that's I'm what not you in said. On this.
Why don't we buy it and try it?
No, yeah.
Why would I not
I'll
think that it was you two?
With Brenda.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of stores like this in the valley. Sell things like this.
That is very, very weird. I mean, are people that? I guess have you ever been
on YouTube,
in a long distance
relationship?
You can see
it on Amanda's camera.
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, when we first started dating, we were in the long distance.
So does that mean you kiss your
nope.
phone? Yeah.
I don't need all that. I mean,
FaceTime is enough. Zoom is
There's
enough.
So many
I'm not going to kiss
say
my phone.
That I just can't unsay.
By the way, phones completely filthy too. You're kissing a filthy phone.
Well, you're not kissing the phone.
Well, you're kissing
the
fake
thing that you're
lips
putting
on
to
phone.
The phone.
Well, I mean, you can wipe it off with like an alcohol wipe or something before you use it.
Sanitizer.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing is gross.
That
just
is,
in
that
general.
Is shocking. It's a shocking story.
When I saw that, I was like, what?
Yeah, it's
disgusting.
It is a disgusting invention.
Can you
it will go
what,
nowhere.
What else those lips are going to touch?
I was thinking that, but I didn't say that.
Why
did?
Jeez, Jorge.
Hey, you're technology forward, okay?
$40. This is not good technology.
Hey, $40.
No, look,
but all technology,
technology
is good technology.
This is not good technology.
Why not?
All technology's not
I think
good.
People are going to buy this.
I do too.
I do not.
You're asking AI if they have emotions, but you're not okay with this.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh,
kissing my phone? That's ridiculous.
You're not kissing the phone.
You're kissing
you're
some
kissing
silicone
the,
lips
yes.
that
kissing
are attached to your
lips
phone.
Your phone. Bourbon, Look, order them.
What if, no.
Oh, yes,
I'm not going to do it.
No,
Jorge,
do
Jorge's
it.
Doing it.
Jorge, you
Jorge,
order
you
it.
You doing it? I'll buy you pretend lips to stick on your phone.
What, are you going to film him and
you and Brenda?
Brenda
simultaneous?
All right, during her lunch break.
Phone kissing? Yeah, okay.
Let's
Jorge's going to do the phone kissing. Send me the link. I'll order him, and Jorge can kiss his phone.
So you wouldn't do this with Juan?
No.
I'll give you $100,000.
Momo,
mythical
you wouldn't do this with Nev?
Never in a million years.
What? Jorge, you said you'd give him $100,000 mythical dollars?
If you buy it into it, Juan.
$100,000 mythical dollars if I buy
Done,
it,
like
and
that.
You do it
and
with
do
Juan.
It with Juan.
and we'll record it. And have
no,
it
for the Mandy's.
I need $100,000 mythical dollars.
You should
badly.
Do it. You
and that would also bring him into the 200s. So you guys are actually pretty close to even.
All right, I'll order it.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
With Juan? Yeah. And we'll put it on video?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh my
How's
God.
Juan
going to
deal
about this? $100,000 mythical dollars.
Yeah, it's a lot of $100,000 mythical dollars.
I'll do it. With you and Juan on video.
But Juan has to do it too.
It's probably going to take a while to get here.
With you and Juan on video.
Stupid. Ridiculous. That's a stupid
well, look,
piece
okay,
of technology.
Now,
all technology is not good, Bergman.
I agree. I don't think most technology is good. But If you did it with Ireland.
Said the guy who has a phone and a laptop.
No, it's fine. Did it with Ireland. Did what with Ireland?
No.
You're kissing Ireland?
If you're doing it on different phones, you're not actually kissing the person. You're kissing your phone, and Ireland's kissing a phone. If you get one and put one on each of them, do that?
What are you talking about?
You're not. Yeah. You don't, can't touch it.
Yeah, but why would he do it with Ireland?
Why would that happen?
Because you're not going to do it with Juan.
I'm so confused right
now.
Fine.
What's up, fool?
Yeah,
don't buy it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't buy it.
All right, I'm out.
Forget about
it.
If anybody else wants to do that, that's fine. Yeah.
Send us a video.
You have a lot of other options.
Put it on YouTube.
Plus, you could download sounds to
people. People do weird stuff, man. That's all I know. All right. So
that was a good question, though.
I feel like this market is already filled.
That was a good bit.
And buy me a jar of farts.
That cannot be out of context. You have to explain that there's some...
Like my drop about that. I don't think I farted in too much.
Yes,
is always out of context.
There was a woman that was
selling
her...
farts are charts.
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
No, so the fart in the jar thing is real.
Yeah,
some,
I know.
Some OnlyFans lady, some old OnlyFans woman decided I'm going to sell...
And people
buy it? I guess I'm
going
to fart into a jar, and then I'm going to put the lid on really fast. I'm going to send it to
money. Does it work, though? Does it, like, actually smell
people
like
people are
fart?
Buying it.
No, those are the same people that will buy these silicone lips for
their phones. Yep. That's the 100%. Silicone lip crowd.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a great call.
It's going to sell.
It is. People there are enough weirdos in this world.
There are a lot of weirdos.
That there is a market for this.
Yep. There are a lot of weirdos.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right. So Netflix is launching a show this summer called NFL Quarterback. And it will follow some of the most interesting quarterbacks in all of football.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Good.
Kirk Cousins. And Marcus Mariota.
What?
Ratings bonanza with all those personalities.
Marcus Mariota just got cut by the Falcons. What is he going to have? He's going to be a backup somewhere.
I think this is Mahomes has a production company. Is that correct?
It's something like that, yeah.
But why those three quarterbacks?
Patrick Mahomes is not interesting either.
Well, I mean,
yeah, he is.
No. His family is interesting.
No, he's interesting.
He's interesting. People love Patrick Mahomes. My mom, old ladies love Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but my mom's favorite is Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's so this is also this new frontier where athletes have their own production companies and they have to do content and stuff. So those are the other guys are the ones who said yes. Right?
Right. Kirk Cousins.
When Pat called him over, the production company called him up and said, and he probably cut him in on the deal a little bit.
It's also the edge of another frontier, which is we've seen F1 Drive to Survive.
Right.
Now there's a golf one and there's a tennis one.
I heard the
now
golf one's good.
They're going to do a quarterback one. I just can't get up for golf.
You like that?
That's Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. I watched one episode of the tennis one. I can't say I stuck with it. It was Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah.
Who was pretty interesting, but I don't really care about it. But I guess this is just looking for another way to engage
fans.
It's
all about content. Sure. Content is king, and athletes. It's like the Derek Jeter really did start that with the players shooting, this idea that you should own your own content.
Well, now everybody's got a podcast.
The problem is it has to be good.
Right.
And it's hard to be good when there's not an editorial distance.
So you're telling your own story as opposed to somebody
else
telling your story, which
it's like
is
Winning Time versus the Laker doc.
Correct.
I found value in both.
Yeah, I found Winning Time much better than the Laker doc.
It was more entertaining.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we want now? Entertainment?
Yes.
What's up, fool?
All right, that'll do it.
Let's do it. All right. So I got information. Kind of ties into what we were talking about Tom Brady and stand-up comedy.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to talk about the lips thing again.
No, yesterday we broke the news that Tom Brady was interested in stand-up comedy in his year before he joins. I've got details on that.
Oh, boy.
That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.